Welcome to the Curiosity Channel.
Oh my god, I am so fucking high. I think my eyes are bleeding. Jesus Christ. 3, 2, 1. And how about that? We are up and running. I am exhausted as shit. Hey, you know, living with a baby or a small kid is essentially living with a foreign exchange student, right? They don't know English, so it's like, how the fuck are you supposed to communicate with them? Yeah, I don't know. That's just what's going through my mind. What's up? This will be interesting. I think my eyes are bleeding. Listen, you give me 48 hours of sun. You give me 48 hours of something above 55 degrees, and I'll show you a fucking lobster. Okay? Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much to get me sunburned. And I'll take that any day of the week. God damn, what a... Just changes your attitude, changes your mentality. Feels good, bro. Feels good. Was out on the motorcycle all goddamn day today, yesterday. I think tomorrow, Monday, supposed to be another 71 degree day. But here's what pisses me off about that, living in Illinois. We get these fucking sexual teases. Just zzz, let me unzip your pants right there, baby. Zzz, let me go ahead and grab a handful of cock. Not because we're going right back down to 45 degrees probably in a week. Probably get another fucking blizzard. If I don't say so myself, damn it. I save pictures in my phone of the month of May because there are some days in May where it's going to be like 36 degrees. So I have a picture. I was just scrolling through because I'm living in this fantasy world right now in April where it's 80 degrees. So I had to bring myself to reality. I go on my phone. I pull up like 3 years ago of a picture in May and I'm wearing a fucking winter jacket because I know it's coming again. So it's hilarious to see every single person in the world come out in Arlington Heights, where I live, for this day, because it's 80 degrees. Everyone and their fucking mother is outside right now, trying to do 45 different activities in 24 hours. Not even 24 hours. What do you get, like 10 hours? 10 hours of daylight, 12 hours? I don't know. But everyone's out running around, trying to do like mini golf to, what do people do? Go to the park. Eating Slim Jims, getting ice cream cones, ices, slip and slide. I don't know if they still do that. Fishing. Just, you're running from one event to the next event. It's cool to see. That's just a precursor for summer, so I'm excited. But damn, just, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? In Illinois, where we get like 4 months of this shit. Wouldn't you want 10 or 12 months of this? Just sunshine feels good. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I was in deep thought the other day, all right? And I was just thinking, if we come together as a world, as a species, and we shared the world's resources instead of like being tribal little cunts. The fact that we murder and kill and deceive the same species, I mean, that's got to be a sign of our species being dumb as fuck, right? Like that's a for sure sign. If we were to spread the world's resources to build for a better goddamn future all together, doesn't that make more sense? You know, we can get technology and information in front of the people that they don't have those luxuries, you know, but they possess, like if we got technology in front of people that don't have access to it, perhaps they have the last piece to the puzzle that connects us, you know, for making our world like so much more utopian. Maybe those people just don't have access to the resources they need that can make this world a fucking utopia. But since we have our goddamn warmongers, I don't know. Anyways, and greedy sacks of shit, I know that word. Greedy people just want to bomb other people because of their skin color, because they sit on a land that have resources. We will never have a brighter future. I say all that to say that I feel like we're a dumb species, that we're not intelligent, as we like to think that we are. Because if we're still fucking murdering ourselves, why? I just don't fucking get it, man. I'm saying all that because, like, the tensions of Iran now joining the war, they're sending drone strikes to Israel. What a fucking nightmare. Let me off. How is religion going to be the cause of a world fucking war? Because you don't agree of who the big man is upstairs or what happens when you die? You don't fucking know what happens when you die. You do not know. And if you claim you know, you're a fucking liar. Fuck you. And now you're dragging me into this shit. And I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to fucking go to war. I don't want to be a fucking little pawn in this game. There's probably more people that do not want to go to war, that do not want to see fight, that do not want to see chaos. But just because these big men in fucking suits have a disagreement, they have to fucking bring in their entire country with it. Because of some ideology that they believe in, that the minority believe in. Pisses me off, man. Shouldn't we fucking vote if you're gonna go to war or some shit? Like, what if this communist leader just has, like, these such ideology, I don't even fucking know the word. I don't know. I think my brain just crashed. You know when you do too much on a PC, you have like 700 tabs open, and then you start trying to download some naughty videos, and all of a sudden everything just starts freezing up. So you push Control Alt Delete. You're like, what the fuck's going on? Why isn't it loading? Hello? And it just crashes. That's what just happened to me. I don't know the word. And I'm still trying to figure it out. Ideological. There it fucking is. Ideological. And just because this one supreme, like, you know, we're just going to continue on. Like, nothing just happened. Like, nothing just went wrong. Just because one person has that thought that they're going to drag in a whole entire country. Potentially causing a world war. It's like these people just, they don't give a fuck about anything else besides money and power, and that is so sad. So if we're in a UFO and we're just looking at the world and it looks so peaceful, and then all of a sudden you see like this projectile come out of our atmosphere and then go into space and do some traveling and then come back down on another piece of land and just incinerate an entire tribe of people. That's fucking crazy. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You guys are all the same. You're all the same species. You're human beings. You're earthlings, that's what the aliens would say. You're earthlings, bitch. Why are you so primal? Why are you shooting missiles at each other? You should be figuring out how to get off Earth and go colonize another planet together. Because what if a an asteroid hits Earth. It's just game over, man. All of the development, the R&D, research and development. Shout out to my friend Harry Park, who does that shit, teaches me about big words and stuff. If a fucking asteroid hits Earth, we're wiped out. We're extinct. That's it. Game over. Peace. We didn't colonize or move to another planet. So it's just, all right, back to square one. As what did we start as? Like a cockroach or something? So when you look at it like that, like we should all be working together to get off the planet as like an escape plan. If something is heading towards Earth, we have an escape route. That's just how I feel about it. I am not a scientist. Hell, I don't even know if English is my first language after that. That was a disaster. You know, one word can just shit all over you. You have a good day, and then you try to say a word like ideological, and you just sound like a retard. And I don't use that word lightly. What else happens? I've been eating a lot lately. I've been trying to gain some weight. That's been going okay. My appetite is like, I used to do intermittent fasting, I think it's called. And my first meal would be at noon. And then I wouldn't eat again till about 7 p.m. And that's just not sustainable for me personally, for how much activity I do. So I wasn't seeing any results. I wanted to like gain a little bit of muscle, you know, look like Arnold Schwarzenegger a little bit. Look like the Hulk a little bit. And I couldn't. And it's because I wasn't putting in enough calories. So I was probably at a caloric deficit for quite some time. And maybe that's why I felt like, dude, I would get mentally exhausted a lot. Just like, you know, we were all, okay, so we're all a part of it. You heard me trying to figure out the word. That's how I was for like most of the day. Not today, but just like when I wasn't getting enough calories in for like over a few years, just like this brain fog and just there's like a haze over my eyes almost. I wonder how close I was to death. I wonder, think about that. How close was I to dying that one time? You never really know because you've never died, but like how close were you? How close were you? Your heart never feel like skips a beat sometimes, or you know, you get a little chest pain, there, little brain zaps every now and again. I wonder how close did you come to dying, you think, huh? Someone right above you with their arms open, ready to catch you, ready to capture you, bring you on up, or send your ass straight down to hell if you're that type of person. You know, when you sneeze, how close are you to dying? Achoo! Oh. Vision gets a little tunnel there for a second. I wonder, dude. I wonder how close we've been. I had a dream. And I don't mean to sound like Dr. King there, but I did. I had a dream the other night. I want to say about five nights ago. This is crazy. I'll take you through it. I was with some friends, and there's it's outside in like a forest preserve, but there's a giant lake, and around the lake is a running path, but it's in trees. So it's in a forest, right? So you have a forest, you have a running path doing a circle, like a giant ass circle around the lake. So the lake is in the middle, and it's a man-made lake. And it's deep. It's a deep lake. Let's say 50 feet. 50 feet. And I'm running around the track, and I'm like, all right, let's add some more to this workout. It'll be fine. If I jump into the water and I dive all the way down with some speed, if I hit the ground with my feet and kind of trampoline effect, so I use my momentum going down, I'll bend like I'm doing a squat, and then I'll jump up, shoot off, and that'll give me enough lift to start making my way up to breach the surface of the water. So I jump in the water, and I start diving all the way down, 10 feet, 20 feet, getting darker, 30 feet, 40 feet. I'm not nervous, not like everything's calm. 50 feet, we make it. My feet hit the ground. All right, and now trying to give you a visual of what the underwater surface looks like. So it's sand on the bottom at 50 feet, sand. And then if you're looking straight ahead, and you see the wall, because it's man-made. So there's a wall there, and it looks like pyramid rocks, pyramid stones that go all the way up. So they're like uneven, and you can step on them because each one like hangs off a little bit further than the last one. So there's like a ledge on each one. So you can, if you need to, you can climb up that way. But it doesn't start for about like 30 feet. So from 30 feet to 50 feet, you have to jump. You have to get a powerful jump to reach the ledge if you're going to climb. And that's what ended up happening to me. So I hit the ground 50 feet and I jump up. I spring up. And I try to reach for the ledge and I miss. And I'm climbing, climbing. I'm like swiping at the wall like a dog would that can't. You know, dogs on a fence that just keep like jumping and scratching, trying to reach something. That's what I was doing. So I'm jumping and I'm wasting so much fucking energy because I knew that before I jumped in, I'm like, you don't have much to mess with. Like you have to get it perfect. When you sink down, you have to jump up and start moving up. Otherwise, it's going to be real close. So I knew that jumping in. So I'm still trying to fucking climb and get my fingers on the ledge and pull myself up. And finally, I get it. And I pull myself up, do a pull up. And then I do a tricep extension to lift myself all the way up. So I get one foot on the ledge. I get the other foot on the ledge. And I'm fucking underwater. So I'm doing this all with my breath being held, obviously. And now I'm climbing, 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 climbing. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it. I'm getting exhausted. I'm so exhausted. I can't fucking do it. I can't fucking do it. And I sit there probably at like 20 feet looking up. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much more to go. And I'm all out of breath. Fuck. Fuck. Trying to jump from 50 feet to 30 feet to grab the ledge took out all of my energy. No one knows I'm in this lake and I'm drowning. This is it. I'm going to die. This is it. My arms are toast. They're jelly. So I just kind of give up and let my arms hang while still holding onto the ledge, but I'm not trying to climb up anymore. And there was a realization. I'm just like, this is it. I'm going to die. I don't know. I don't know what happens next. And I was very calm. I wasn't mad. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't like panicking. There was zero panic. It was just a realization of this is it. I wasted all of my energy at the bottom and I just cannot exert any more energy. My arms are jello. I can't. This is it. I'm going to die. And I take my final breath like this, like And as soon as I do that and close my eyes, the transition of me waking up in bed was seamless. Didn't miss a beat. Closed my eyes, took my last breath, died, opened my eyes in bed, and question, what the fuck just happened? I died in another life. That was so real, and I did not know I was dreaming. I thought that was real. Did not know. So, and I've always been like kind of open-minded to, are we living simultaneous lives? You know, did one of my, like when you die, do you just wake up in another dimension? Like just seamlessly, do you just keep waking up? You die, you wake up. Do you ever actually die? And that dream to me was like, if that's what happens, that's fucking crazy. Because we're so scared to let go. We're so scared of the next event that happens after life. But what if it's just as seamless as that dream was? You close your eyes, you accept it. Take your last breath, you breathe out, you exhale. And then when you pass, you awaken somewhere else. Continuous, continuous, continuous. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist like I stated at the beginning of this podcast, but I know what I saw. I know what I felt. And I wonder if we'll ever know. That's the big mystery, right? That's the biggest mystery. That's bigger than UFOs. If there's other life that exists, is what happens when you die? Are people waiting for us? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Ugh. If there was, that'd be nasty. There's so many variables and there's so many possibilities, I guess. And something that I always like stem back to is like, where were you before you were born? You were dead, right? You were not living. You were not a thing. And what did that feel like? You know, it didn't feel like anything because you were nothing. Wow, yeah, okay. It's kind of interesting to think about because I had this weird, I took LSD with my friend in Florida and I remember feeling so sad at one point for all of the people that are killed in war, and specifically where my mind went to, it was nighttime and we were staring off into a deep dark forest. We were just staring off and there was a spotlight on us, like a street light on us, and then we were looking into a forest, but it was so black in there. And I remember just being so sad and just feeling of unfairness to the people who lose their life in war, like kids that lose their life in war. And like what I was saying was specifically to World War II, Omaha Beach, when the ships fucking dropped off our soldiers and the gates just open and people just like, as soon as those, have you ever seen Saving Private Ryan? If you've seen it, this is what I'm talking about. The gates dropped. And immediately upon those gates being dropped, just being lit up, not even a chance to run or say anything or try to help a soldier out, nothing. Just gate open, you got a bullet in you, and you're dead. And I felt so sad because, one, those kids were drafted. They didn't want to fucking be there. They're just kids, man. They don't know. They have no idea what they were fighting for. And two, the unborn children that will never be, that never got the chance to, you know, swim into an egg and be born. Like, so many unborn children because of that. And it's on both sides, right? It's not just Americans. I know I said Americans, but, like, everybody. Everyone, a casualty of war. Their unborn children are just, like, that's just such a fucking waste. Like, could you imagine? I mean, statistically, you killed a few geniuses that would have changed the world. You know what I mean? Statistically. Come on. And I just remember feeling so sad and just like, that's so unfair. War is hell on earth. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just so, it's always, there's always war. Always war. And I hate seeing this shit about Iran and Israel because I know what fucking happens next is there's going to be a retaliation and then some other countries get dragged in and then some other countries get dragged in and then it turns into a world war and we have nukes now. I don't know if Iran has nuclear bombs, but it's like we're talking about humanity. And it seems like people that just are in charge that just don't give a fuck about humanity. Whether because they think they'll be safe in their bunkers that they have if a fallout does happen. But they just do not seem to give a flying fuck about the human species. So I hope that the UFOs are here and they're going to prevent this shit or something. I don't know. But, god damn, can't we just all get along? Jesus, man. More hand jobs. More fingering. You know? Just love. Sound like a hippie, but makes sense to me. Pleasure, not pain. Pleasure, not pain. And I'll leave you with those wise words. Hope everyone has a good week. Have a nice Monday coming up. It's going to be nice if you're out in the Illinois area. Shout out to you. Get outside. Wear something sexy because I'm sure the weather is going to get horrible here in a few weeks. So take advantage of it. You know, wear some basketball shorts with no drawers on underneath. And if you're a lady, wear a sundress, you know, and you don't got to wear any undergarments either. You know, let that thing breathe. All right. Love you guys. Peace.